Hello, I am 28 years old. I'm from upstate New York, USA, and I've been looking at myself since 2007. I first started doing this because I thought it might give me some relief from my constant feelings of anxiety and worthlessness and my general background feeling that there was always something wrong. In the 4 years that I've been looking at myself, my feelings about doing this have ranged from total faith that it's the solution to all of my misery to suspicion and skepticism that it's all just a pretty story. And to this day, I sometimes have both feelings going on at the same time. I got my first direct experience of me pretty easily with the method of bringing up a childhood memory. When I tried to look at me again later, it wasn't always easy. Sometimes it felt like no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get it. And other times I could make that contact with very little effort. I did this for about 6 months during 2007, and then I kind of forgot about it. Probably because my life situation got easier and the bad feelings became less intense. For about 3 years, I sort of forgot about all of this. But even then, sometimes my attention seemed to focus on the feeling of me all on its own for no reason that I was aware of. And sometimes when I got very emotionally distressed, I'd remember about John's talks and I would try consciously to look at myself. Then in January of this year, my life situation changed again. And I became extremely fearful and anxious. I decided to recommit to looking and see it through to the end this time. For the first month or so, I didn't feel much difference in any way. And then around the second month, all of the pain and fear and feelings of worthlessness became much more intense than before. I couldn't see any reason for any of it. It just came over me and I couldn't get away from it. That was really hard. It lasted about a couple of months. But all of that time, I continued to look because I couldn't think of anything else to do. And at the same time, the intent to look just seemed to come on its own sometimes. Listening to John's podcasts and other people's experiences gave me some comfort, and they helped me deal with the pain, but there really wasn't anything that I could do that would make the pain go away. Maybe 5 or 6 months into the process, since January, that constant pain started to fade. At first, I didn't even notice that it was fading. And now it's pretty much gone. Again, I can't think of any reason the pain went away. It just did. Meanwhile, I'm not much different than I used to be. I still get anxious, I still freak out, but those scary feelings don't seem to last as long, and even when they're here, they don't have the power over me that they used to. I used to work really hard to tell myself that those feelings are just feelings and they can't hurt me, but now I don't seem to have to remind myself of that. I know that they're just feelings and they're unpleasant, but it can't hurt me.